B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Nun Ches. We're going to start 10 lines from the top of the Omud. Nosan es hamole bereikon v'chulei. And this takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel, that after the Kohen Gadol finished sprinkling the blood of the bull and the goat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichal, now it was time to mix the two bloods together and apply them onto the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov. But so you had to first mix the two bloods together. So you first poured the blood of the bull into the container with the blood of the goat. So now you had one full container, fuller container, and another vessel that was empty. And then Nosan es hamole bereikon, he puts the full vessel into the empty one. And we don't really know, does the Mishnah mean that you put the vessel, the full container, into the empty one, or do you pour the contents of the full container into the now empty one? Which would have to understand why we would want to do that. So that's going to be a discussion now. Rami Bar Choma inquired, he asked Rav Chisda as follows. Hiniach Mizrok Besoich Mizrok. And this is moving away from Yom Kippur. The whole year round, there's a din that you have to do Kabbalah Sadam, you have to receive the blood in a clay shoris, in a vessel, and you have to be holding that vessel. What happens if there was a mizrok, if there was that bowl that you were supposed to collect the blood in, was actually inside another bowl, and you were holding the outside bowl, whilst the blood was flowing into the inner bowl? Is that v'kibul boy et hadam, and that's how he received the blood of the korban? Mahu, what's the halacha? Do we say min b'minoy chaitzitz? Since the two containers, the two bowls, are of similar nature, it's the same type, therefore it's nonetheless it's chaitzitz, that the outer container, the outer bowl, is a chatzitza from the inner bowl, and you're supposed to be holding the inner bowl. This is not considered that you're holding the inner bowl. Or do we say that since the two bowls are of similar texture, similar nature, it's a similar type of object, therefore it's not considered a chatzitza, and holding the outer container, it's as if you're holding the inner container, and it's kosher. Omerle, so Rav Chisda said to Rami Bar Choma, Tenisua, I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah, Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Nosan es hamole bereikon. He took the full container and put the container with the blood in into the other container, and that's how he held it. And the pasuk says that you have to take the blood, v'lokach midam hapor umidam hasoir. You have to take it. How do you take it? By holding the container. And even though you're not holding the container with the blood in, you're holding the outer container, nonetheless, the Mishnah says it's okay. So Rav Chisda said to Rami Bar Choma, I have proof from here that min b'minoy einay chaitzitz. My love, hoyshiv mizrak moli, l'teik mizrak reikon. So Rav Chisda is explaining, as we said, that the pshat in the Mishnah is that he puts the full kli into the empty kli, and then it's considered as if he's holding the full kli, even though he's not holding the full kli because he's holding it via an empty kli. And nonetheless, he's managing to do what it says. V'lokach midam hapor midam hasoir. It's called he's taken the blood. So I have proof from here that min b'minoy einoy chaitzitz. It's not a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, lo, you don't have any proof. What the Mishnah means is, ira mizrak moli leteich mizrak reikon, that you pour the contents of the full container into the now empty container, and therefore, at the end of the day, you're only holding one container. There's no chatzitza. Asks the Gemara, why would you want to do that? You're trying to mix the bloods. Hotonu le'resha, ira damapor l'toich damasoir. It already says that you poured the contents of the, you poured the blood of the bull into the blood of the goats. It's already mixed. Why would you want to now pour that mixture into another container? Says the Gemara, k'dei le'arvon yofa yofa. We want the two bloods to be well mixed. So we just pour it over again, just to help it mix that little bit better. And once it's mixed, That's the preferred way of doing, of applying that mixture to the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi that we're going to soon learn about. So either way, you don't have any proof from our Mishnah that min b'minoy ein echaitzitz. So the Gemara says, we'll try and bring a proof from elsewhere, from a Gemara in Zvachim, Toshima, hoya oimeid al gabe kli. We know the halacha is that Kohen has to be standing on the floor of the Azara. If he's standing on a kli, on a utensil, oyal gabe regel chaveroi, or whilst he's doing an avoida, he's standing on his friend's foot. Now, his foot and his friend's foot is the same type of being. It's human birth, it's human being, it's flesh, it's min b'minoi. And what's the halacha? Possible that his friend's foot is considered a chatzitza between his own foot and the azara, the floor of the azara. So you see that even min b'minoi, it's chaitzitz. And that was the question that Ram Bar Choma asked of Chizdev, if min b'minoi chaitzitz or ene chaitzitz, I have proof that it's chaitzitz. Says the Gemara, no. Shani regel, that it's different. Deloi motzi mevatilei. The whole question, if min b'minoi is chaitzitz or ene chaitzitz, only comes into question if whilst you're doing what you're supposed to be doing or what you're trying to be doing, all that while that you could consider the two as being one, that are going to be inseparable. It's their bottle to each other. And then you can say, since it's min b'minoi, and it can stay this way until I'm finished doing what I need to do, it's considered as ene chaitzitz, is not considered a chatzitza, it's considered as if it's one. But standing on your friend's foot, you can't finish the avodah that way. You have to take the blood from one place to the next. You can't do all that whilst you're on your friend's foot. So if in a situation where the min b'minoi is a situation that you has to get undone, they're going to have to separate from each other before you finish doing what you have to be doing, there everybody will agree that min b'minoi is chaitzitz, and therefore you don't have proof from there to the case of our bowls, the mizrok. Because in the case of the mizrok, it could well be that since there's no necessity to separate the two bowls, the two containers, before finishing the zrika, over there it could be that min b'minoi is einei chaitzitz. Ikud amr, there's now a different version of this question that Rami Bar Choma asked of Chizda. Hachi boi minei. The question wasn't, is it chaitzitz, is it not chaitzitz? Let's say it's not chaitzitz. However, the question is, it's not only a question in chatzitza, it's a question, is it a normal way of serving, of doing the avoida? Derech shirus bekach, or ein derech shirus bekach? Besides for chatzitza, avoida has to be done in a normal fashion. Is this normal or not? Toshema, so the Gemara wants to bring proof, the Tana de Beir B'Shmuel, that it says in the Pasuk, V'lokhu es kol klei hashore yisashay, shorasu vom bakoidesh, etc. So the pasuk refers to clay hashoris. What's clay? It's the plural tense of utensils. Hashoris that are serving is a single tense. So what do we see from here? That you can do a single service with multiple kelim. Asheshar sufam bakodesh shnei kelim. Klei is plural. Veshirus achas, a single service. So you see from here that it's normal to do something, to use two containers at once, and that's how you're serving in the Beis HaMikdash. So if chatzitza is not an issue, you want to know, is it derech shirus? It seems from the pasuk that it is called derech shirus. Continues the Gemara, boy minei Rami Bar Choma Rav Chizda. Rami Bar Choma is asking another question to Rav Chizda. Hiniach siv b'toich ha-mizrok. Siv is this type of growth, something that grows around a palm. It's soft, it's absorbent. What happens if in this mizrok, in the bowl, that person that is supposed to be the kohen, is supposed to be receiving the blood, he's got this sieve, he's got this sieve in there. The kibbel boy is hadom, and he received the blood whilst this sieve was in the container. Mao, what's the halacha? Do we say min b'she'ene minei chaitzit? Since the blood has to be received in the kli. Here, between the blood and the kli, you've got an interruption, you've got a chatzitza, namely this sieve. So it's going to be a problem. You haven't received the blood in the kli. Oyene chaitzit, or maybe, even though normally min sh'aloi b'minoi b'she'ene minei is chaitzit, here won't be chaitzit, because it won't really separate. It will allow, be given the mechalchil, since the sieve is very porous and it absorbs the blood and will allow the blood to go through it and reach the walls of the clay sharis. Therefore, lechayetz, it's not a chatzitza. It's not stopping the blood from reaching the walls of the kli. Or do we say We don't look at every single item and see how porous is it, how absorbent is it. We just say that if you're receiving something in a kli and there's something else in the kli, it's chaitzetz. If it's min shalei b'minay. That's the question Rami Bar Choma asked. Omar Leit, so Rav Chisda answered to Rami Bar Choma, Tanina, that we learned about this already elsewhere. And this is regarding the water of the Por Aduma. We know that they would have to receive the water inside the kli, they would mix the water with the ashes. What happens if inside this kli, where you received the water, you had a sponge in there? And now the water, part of the water is absorbed in the sponge, and then besides for that, you've got lots more water in the kli. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, Zoylef, you should draw out, you should pour away the water, v'hoylech, and continue doing that, achemas gialesfoig. That means all the water that's in the kli, but it's not actually absorbed in the sfoig, is kosher water, you can use it. And we don't say the sfoig was a chatzitza. The water inside the sfoig, that you shouldn't use. And you shouldn't use that for the Por Aduma. But the rest of the water, you can use. So you see clearly that if you have an absorbent material inside the kli, it's not a chatzitza. Because there it says that you need mayim chayim el kli. El Keli, you have to receive it inside the kli. So I've got proof from there that it's loy chayit. Says the Gemara, no. It could be it's no proof to the discussion we're having here with the Kabbalah Saddam. Shani Maya, maybe water is different. The klishi, it's got very thin consistency, and therefore it's even more absorbent. The water goes all over the place and penetrates very easily, and therefore the sponge is not a chatzitza to the water. However, regarding to the blood is much more of a thicker substance, it's less absorbed, and therefore it could be that regarding the blood, this sieve will be a chatzitza. Ikud Amra, others say, Hachi Poshetli, that what Rav Chisda said to him is not that water is okay, blood not, but Badam Kosher, he said blood is also okay, like water is. However, Bekoimetz Postel, when you're talking about solids, you're talking about removing the three fingers full of the mincha, and you have to then put it into a clay shoris, and putting the kmitza into a clay shoris is similar to kabbalas adam in a kli. And over there, if you've got a sieve inside the kli, and you're pouring and you're taking this mincha and putting it into the kli with a sieve, since it's a solid doesn't get absorbed at all into the sieve, and their parcel there, since the sieve is min b'shaloi b'minoi, it's not the same min, not as the mincha, and not as the kli, therefore it's definitely chaitzetz. Continues Nun Ches Amud Beis, we're starting the next Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol has mixed the two bloods together, now it's time to apply the mixture of blood, onto the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Inside the Heichal, there was a small Mizbeach. It was only an Amma square, an Amma by an Amma, and two Ammas high. And he now had to apply it on the four corners. We've mentioned previously the Kronos, which are horn-like protrusions, the four corners, little cubes at the top of each corner. Those were called the Kronos HaMizbeach. The big Mizbeach also had one. But the big Mizbeach, each Keren, each corner, was an Amma by an Amma. The small Mizbeach, where the whole Mizbeach was only an Amma by an Amma, each corner was just a Tefach by a Tefach. So you had these four cubes at the top of the Mizbeach, and on them he would apply, he would not sprinkle it, he would actually smear it on with his finger, he would run it along, dab it onto the four corners. So says the Mishnah, that it says in the Pasuk, in Pasuk Yud Ches, in that parasha, in Acharei Mo'is Perek Tezayin, V'yotzo el ha-mizbeach, he goes out to the Mizbeach, asher lifnei Hashem. Which Mizbeach? Not the Mizbeach outside in the Azorah. The Mizbeach inside the Heichal, which is called lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, V'chiper olov, V'lokach midam ha-por u'midam ha-soir, V'nosan al karnois ha-mizbeach soviv, he applies this mixture of blood onto the corners of the Mizbeach. What's interesting is it says v'yotzo el ha-mizbeach. He went out. Where did he go out from? He was already outside the Kodesh Kodashim. He was in the Heichal. He's mixed the two bloods together. And it says go out and apply the blood to the Mizbeach. But the Mizbeach was also in the Heichal. We're going to have to see what that means. So says the Mishnah. V'yotzo el ha-mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. The Kohen now goes out, which we're going to learn what it means is he moves further away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The blood that he'd mixed together was between the Mizbeach and the curtain of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now he was moving away from that area. He was moving to the other side of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. He was more Mizrach than the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Asher lifnei Hashem, ze Mizbeach Hazov, it's talking about the inside Mizbeach, which is the only one that's called lifnei Hashem. What would he do? Hischil mechate v'yoyred. Mechate v'yoyred means that when he applied the blood, he would apply in a downward motion, which means that his palm is face down, the back of his hands is face up. He would put his finger into this container with the mixed bloods. He would then apply it in a downward motion onto the corner of the Mizbeach. Meheichon hu maschil. What the Mishnah says, where does he start? There's four corners of the Mizbeach. Which corner does he start? Meichon hu maschil. So he starts, says the Mishnah, Mikeren Mizrochis Tzfoinis. That means if you're looking at the Mizbeach from the coming into the Heichal, from the Ulam, from the Azorah, it's the first corner of the Mizbeach on the right. That's Mizrach Tzfoinis. And then Tzfoinis Marovis, and then you, so to speak, you make a right, and to the right-hand corner, but the one further away, the one closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the one closer to the Ma'ariv, that's the next corner that he goes to, Tzfoinis Marovis. And then he makes another right, which is left. If you're looking at the Mizbeach from the entrance of the Heichal, it's moving to the left, the far left corner of the Mizbeach, which is Marovis Dremis, and then he makes again a left, and he comes to the corner of Dremis Mizrochis. We're soon going to see it's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that he's going counterclockwise, anti-clockwise, which is really that he keeps moving to his right, but it's going anti-clockwise, counterclockwise around the Mizbeach. Mokim shehu maschil b'chatos al Mizbeach ha-chitzoin, misham hoya goymer al Mizbeach ha-pnimi. In the big Mizbeach, and we've learned about this a little bit, the Kohen would go up the ramp, and then he would turn right towards the Mizrach, and the first corner that he reaches is the corner of Mizrach and Dorim, because the ramp is on the Dorim side, going up the Mizbeach towards Tzofin. If you make a right, then the first corner that you meet is going to be the corner of the Mizrach Dorim. And that's the first corner when applying the blood of a Chatos on the big Mizbeach, on the regular Chatos Achitzoini. And over here, with the blood inside the Heichal, this corner of Mizrach Dorim is actually the last corner that the Kohen Gadol applies the blood to. Rebbe Eliezer says, "B'mekoymoi haya oimed." We'll soon see what the mekoymoi is, which place he would stand. But the Kohen would actually stand in one fixed place near the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and umechate, and he would reach out. The whole Mizbeach was only an amo by amo. He would, from the corner he was standing at, we'll soon see which one, he would reach out to all four corners. He wouldn't actually have to go round the Mizbeach. And he would then smear the blood on the corners. On all those corners, says Rabbi Eliezer, the three corners that is not adjacent to him, he would smear the blood, milimato lemailo, going upwards, not going downwards. That means his finger, the palm of his hand would be upwards, he would be doing an upward smear. Chutz mizu shoy solofonov, besides for the corner that he was standing next to it, where if he would do it upwards, the upward thrust of his hand with the blood on it may cause the blood to trickle down onto his clothes, onto his sleeve, and that won't be good. And therefore, Shayenosin melemalo lemato, he would do a downward thrust, his finger would be facing down, the palm of his hand would be facing down, and applying the blood that way. The other three corners, being that it's more of an angle away from him, and moving even if he's moving from milamato lemailon, upward movement with his finger, it won't be as extreme as that had he been doing it on the corner just next to him, and we're not afraid the blood will pour onto his sleeve, and therefore he could do that. Continues the Mishnah, Hizo al tahori shel mizbeach sheva pa'omim, that after he would apply the blood of the mixture on the four corners, on the these cubes at the top of the, on each corner, he would then sprinkle seven times onto the tahori of the mizbeach. We'll see in the Gemara that means he would clear away from this mizbeach hapnimi, where the k'toiris was, where the k'toiris was put twice a day. He would clear away some of the coals, and there he would sprinkle some of the blood onto the top of the mizbeach, and we'll see more details exactly where on the mizbeach and how. V'shiori hadam, when he's finished doing that, then the remainder of the blood in this container, hoyoshoifich al yesoid marovish al mizbeach achitzin, he would go out of the heichal to the mizbeach, to the mizbeach achitzin. In the mizbeach achitzin, on that far corner, on the corner of Meiriv Dorim, there were actually two holes. And we'll learn a little bit more about the holes later on, but there was a yesoid. The whole Meiriv edge of the Mizbeach had a yesoid. On the Dorim, there was only one Amah of that corner that had yesoid. And so the blood was spilt on the yesoid, the Marovi. I mean, it was poured onto the yesoid on the Meiriv side of the Mizbeach. And v'shel Mizbeach hachitzein. But the remainders of the blood of the chatois hachitzoinios, that means those korbonis, that the blood was not applied like the blood of the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur that was applied inside in the mizbeach hapnimi, in the heichal. That blood, the remainder of that was poured on the mairiv yesoid of the mizbeach hachitzoin. But the korbonis of the mizbeach hachitzoin, the chatois hachitzoinios of the whole year, whenever there was a chatos achitzoinis, then hayashefich el yesoid deroimi, then the one amma of the dorim side in the corner of Meiriv, where there was the base was protruding there for one amma, that's where they would pour the shiraim. Eilu ve'elu, but the shiraim that were poured on the Meiriv side and the shiraim that were poured on the dorim, they would both collect, misarvin, they would collect and get mixed, but amma, they would flow down into this, there was some holes there, and from there they would flow into the Omo, this stream, this canal that was going through the Azara, v'yotzin, and it would go out l'nachal Kadrin, to the valley of Kadrin, and v'nimkorin l'ganonin, and they would sell it to the ganonin, to the gardeners l'zevel, for fertilizer. U'mayalin behem, and if this, the remainders of this blood that's traveled through and traveled out of the Omo, if it's going to be used by people without having paid Hekdesh for it, then there's Me'ila. It's having benefit from Hekdesh, and the halachas of Me'ila apply to them. Says the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon, V'yotza el ha-mizbeach. We saw the Mishnah started by quoting a posuk that the Kohen Gadol, after mixing the bloods of the bull and the goat together, he would come out to the Mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And we already mentioned when we learnt the Mishnah that this is a bit of a question. He didn't go out anywhere. He was in the Heichal and he's staying in the Heichal. Ma Talmud Leima, what's these words, Vayotzo el HaMizbeach, teaching us? Omer Reb Nechemya is telling us as follows. And Reb Nechemya is now going to tell us that the Heichal itself, so to speak, was split into two areas. There was the area between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there was the area between the entrance of the Heichal and the Mizbeach. And V'yotzo means that he came out from the area that was between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's where the Kohen Gadol did his hazors. He did a sprinkling of the blood, achas lemalo sheva lemato, for the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat. He's coming out of that area towards the other side of the Mizbeach, the outer side of the Heichal, which means the outer, more outer area, the area closer to the entrance to the Heichal, on that side of the Mizbeach, which is from where he would start doing the applying of the blood, which is now mixed together on the corners of the Mizbeach. And this is in contrast to different korbonos, that there also they would sprinkle the blood towards the curtain of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but with those other korbanos, the Kohen would not be standing that close to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, would not be standing in the area between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rather, they would be standing further away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the other side of the Mizbeach and sprinkle the blood from there towards the curtain. And in contrast to that, the Kohen Gadol, he would sprinkle the blood towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the curtain, by being closer to the curtain. And then Vayotza El HaMizbeach, he would then come out of that area towards the other side of the Mizbeach in order to apply the blood on the corners of the Mizbeach. Let's see that inside. Omer Ibn Nechemya, Lefi Shemotzinu, because we find Bepar HaBoal Kol HaMitzvos, and we don't need to discuss what that is now. These are korbanos discussed later on in Shas, in Horius, and other places, that there also they would sprinkle the blood of those korbanos towards the curtains. Shekoyen oimed chutz lemizbeach, the Kohen who was sprinkling towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the curtain, he would be standing on the other side, on the outer side of the Mizbeach, umaze ala pareches, and from there he would sprinkle towards the pareches, and there seems to be the extra three words here, which is a repetition, b'shoshu umaze. Some versions take out these three words. Yochel, I may have thought avzeh, also the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he's sprinkling the blood towards the curtains, Kain also, he's doing it from the outer section of the Heichel. Talmud Lema, that's what it says? No. V'yotzo el ha-mizbeach, after he's finished sprinkling the blood towards the curtain, he then goes out of that area and comes to the outermost area to teach us that he did the sprinkling from closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Heichon hoyo, where was he if we say he came out? Lifnim min ha-mizbeach, from the inner part, from the Mizbeach and closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where the Kohen Gadol would do the sprinkling of his blood from, of the blood of his par and the soir. So that was the first brisa that was telling us why it says regarding the applying the blood on the Mizbeach ha-pnimi by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, why did it say v'yotzo, he went out? Where did he go out from? Yes, he went out from the area that was between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the area that was between the Mizbeach and the entrance of the Heichal. And now, Tanya Idach, we have another brisa. This brisa is addressing a different posuk. And this posuk is talking about those korbonis where they would apply, besides for the korbonis of the Kohen Gadol, the par and the soir, where they would apply the blood on the corners of the inside Mizbeach, there were other korbonis that they did the same. And in that posuk it says, V'nosan ha-kohen min adom al karnois mizbach k'toires ha-samim lifnei Hashem asher bo'oyal moed. So the brisa says, lifnei Hashem ma Talmud loymar. Why does it have to say lifnei Hashem? It says, al karnois mizbach k'toires ha-samim. What's the lifnei Hashem? Omer Ibn Nechemya says as follows, lefi shemotzinu v'par v'sor shleim ha-kippurim. Let's go back to the bull and the goat, the blood of those korbanos on Yom Kippur. Shekoyen oimed lifnim min ha-mizbeach umaze ala pareches. B'shor shu umaze, that the Kohen Gadol, when he sprinkles towards the curtains of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does it in the area between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yochel avzeh kein, I may have thought that those other korbanos also, he's going to sprinkle the blood while standing between the Mizbeach and the curtain. Talmud Loima, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Mizbach k'teres ha-samim lifnei Hashem, asher bo'oyal moed, that the only thing which is lifnei Hashem is the Mizbeach itself. Mizbeach lifnei Hashem, ve'ein kohen lifnei Hashem. Regarding those other korbanos, only the Mizbeach can stand that close to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen himself has to stand further away than the Mizbeach from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ha ketzad. So how is he going to do that? How is he going to sprinkle his blood? He's going to stand on the other side of the Mizbeach, on the side closer to the entrance of the Heichal, umaze, and sprinkle the blood from there. Continues the Gemara. Hischil mechate v'yoyred v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol, when he was finished, he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, having sprinkled the blood of the bull and the goat in there. And then when he came out, he would sprinkle achas lemalo v'sheva lemato outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim towards the curtain of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he would mix the bloods of the bull and the goat together, and now it was time for him to come to the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Heichal and to apply the blood of this mixture onto the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Mishnah says, Hischil Mechatei V'yered, that when the way that he applies the blood to the corners of the Mizbeach, he goes from corner to corner, we'll soon see where he starts, we'll soon see where he finishes, and in what direction he goes, clockwise or counterclockwise. But the way he applies it is with a downward motion, with Mechate V'yered, he smears the blood downwards on each of the little corners on the top of the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, Mehechon hu maschil, which corner does he start from? So he starts from the corner Mikeren Mizrochis Tzfoinis. That means, we're going to soon see in the Gemara, he's come out of the Kodesh Kodashim a while ago. In the meantime, he's already sprinkled towards the curtain of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Where does he do that? He does it in the Bein HaBadim. He does it, as the Mishnah said, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, that he does that keneged ha'orin, approximately towards the middle of the curtain. Just, it's not really, it's an issue in the Rishonim, but that we saw before there was a machlokes whether the outermost curtain dividing the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was it on the Tzofin, which was the case if there was only one curtain, or was it on the Dorim, which was the case according to the opinion that says there were two curtains there. So if the opening where he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the Tzofin side, then he would stay towards the Tzofin. He would come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, move towards the Keneged Ha'orin, but still staying more towards Tzofin. He's come from the Tzofin, and then sprinkle Achas Lemalo V'Sheva Lemata with the two bloods towards the curtain. And now that he's on the Tzofin, he's heading towards the Mizbeach. He's mixed the two bloods together now, and he's coming towards the Mizbeach, and he's coming along the Tzofin side of the Mizbeach. According to the opinion that he came out on the Dorim side, according to the opinion that there were two curtains, then he stayed on the Dorim, and he went towards the middle of the curtain to do the Achas Lemalo V'Sheva Lemato towards the curtain of the two bloods, but then he stayed on the Dorim and came to the Orin, then he came to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. And we're going to learn that from a Pasuk it's going to become clear from the words that the Mishnah said already, V'yotzo el HaMizbeach, he's going to come right beyond the Mizbeach. He's going to walk either on the Tzofin side of the Mizbeach or of the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. We'll see that in the Gemara. He's going to go there and he's going to overtake the Mizbeach. He's going to be on the Mizrach of the Mizbeach, in the area between the Mizbeach and the entrance to the Heichal. And from there, one of those corners on the Mizrach wall is where he's going to have to start. Everyone agrees with that. The Mizrach wall of the Mizbeach, everyone agrees with that. The question is just, is he going to start on the Tzofin corner of the Mizrach or on the Dorim corner? And is he going to go clockwise or counterclockwise? That's all going to be discussed in the Gemara. But let's go back to the Mishnah. We're reading the second line of the Mishnah. Mehechonu maschil, where does he start? Mikeren mizrochis tzfoinis. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that there were two curtains there, and since there was only one curtain, he came out on the tzofin. He remained towards the tzofin, and he now came past the Mizbeach on the tzofin side. He reached the corner of Mizrach tzfoinis. And then, according to this Tanna in the Mishnah, which we'll soon see is going to follow Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he's going to go counterclockwise. That means he's going to start with that corner, and then he's going to move to his right, to the corner of Ma'ariv Tzofin, etc. As it says here, Mizrochis Tzfoinis, and then Tzfoinis Ma'arovis, Ma'arovis Dremis, Dremis Mizrochis. Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Hischil Mechatei v'yoyred meheichon hoyo maschil. So this is a brisa, and the first opinion here we're going to see is going to be a different opinion than the one in the Mishnah. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learns that there were two curtains, and he came out on the Dorim side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and remained towards the Dorim even when he was doing the Achas Lemalo Sheva Lemata. So what would he do? He would reach the Mizrach wall of the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the Dorim. So that's where he would start. Maschil Mikeren Mizrachis Dorimis. And then Rabbi Akiva holds he would go towards his left. He's going clockwise around the Mizbeach. Mizrachis Dorimis, Dorimis Marovis, Marovis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Mizrachis, Divi Rabbi Akiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says you start on the Dorim corner of the Mizrach wall of the Mizbeach and you go clockwise. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that we're about to learn, which is the town of our Mishnah, he starts on the Tzofin corner of the Mizrach wall of the Mizbeach, and he goes counterclockwise. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimer, like we saw in the Mishnah, Mikeren Mizrachis Tzfoinis, Tzfoinis Marovis, Marovis Dremis, Dremis Mizrachis. And the Braisa just finishes off that Mokim Rabbi Yossi Aglili Maschil, the place, the corner that Rabbi Yossi Aglili starts, which is the corner of Mizrach Tzofin, Shom Rabbi Akiva Poisuk. That's the last corner that Rabbi Akiva applies the blood to. And Mokim Shabbi Akiva Maschil, the corner that Rabbi Akiva starts, which is the corner of the Mizrach Dorim, Shom Rabbi Yossi Aglili Poisuk. That's the last corner that, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the blood is applied. Says the Gemara, Dekule Alma Mio, Bahu Keren de Poga Beresha, Loi Ovid. Everybody agrees that when coming from the area between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim coming out, then you're either passing the Meiriv corner on the Dorim or the Meiriv corner on the Tzofin of the Mizbeach, and you're not sprinkling any blood there. You're coming first past the whole Mizbeach till the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, and then you start applying the blood, depending on whether you're on the Dorim or the Tzofin. So the Gemara says, the kule alma mi oba, hu keren de poga bereisha, the corner that you first pass, loy ovid, you don't apply any blood there at first. My tama, why would that be true? Oma Shmuel de oma kra. It says in the Pasuk, as we said before, it says, v'yotzo el ha-mizbeach, that he comes out to the Mizbeach. What does it mean he comes out? Ad de nofik mikule Mizbeach, until he's totally out of the area between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's totally on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. Till then, you don't apply any of the blood onto the Mizbeach. Once you're there, depending on which side you came from, Dorim Utzofin, that's where you're going to start. Asks the Gemara, okay, we understand, according to Rabbi Akiva, he said that you came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Dorim, you start on the Dorim corner of the Mizrach of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you start on the Tzofin corner. Okay. However, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you make a right and you go counterclockwise round the Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva says no, you go clockwise round the Mizbeach, turning to the Kohen Gadol's left. Why would that be true? Ula Rabbi Akiva, Nakiv Derech Yamin. Why don't you say that you should go Derech Yamin, that you should go anti-clockwise, counterclockwise? Why do you go clockwise? And that's what the Gemara is now going to explain, the Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as to the direction that they go, clockwise or counterclockwise. The Gemara is not going to discuss why Rabbi Yossi Aglili starts on the Tzofin corner and Rabbi Akiva starts on the Dorim corner, because that's self-understood. Once we know that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohen Gadol was constantly on the Dorim side of the Heichal, and according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he was on the Tzofin side of the Heichal. So the Gemara is now going to explain. Maybe they're arguing about this concept of Rami Bar Yecheskel. What did he say? The Omer Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam She'osa Shleimei. These are psukim in Tanakh, that Shleimei HaMelech, he made a yam, which is a copper basin, a very large collection of water, which the Kohanim would toivel in, and they would, this big mikveh, so to speak, this sea that Shleimei HaMelech made, which was in the Beis HaMikdash, it was standing Oymid al Shneim Asar Bokor, it was standing on copper statues of oxen, 12 of them, 3 on each side. And let's see which direction the Pasuk tells us about them, or the Braisa. Let's see the Braisa. What direction does it go? Shloisha Poinim, this is actually a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. It's a quote. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Oymid al Shneim Asar Bokor, Shloisha Poinim Tzafoina. The Pasuk first mentions Tzafoin. Ushloisha poinim yomo. And there's another three of these oxen which are on the Meiriv side. Now, when you're going from Tzofoin to Meiriv, then you are going towards the right. It's counterclockwise. It's towards the right of the coin of whoever would be going around this. Ushloisha poinim negbo. And then you continue going counterclockwise towards the Dorim. Ushloisha poinim mizrocha. And then you continue going counterclockwise and you finish off your circle at the Mizrach side of the of this yam, of this mikvah. The hayam, and this basin of water, aleh milamalo, was sitting on top of these copper oxen. V'chol achirehem boiso, and the backs of these oxen were facing the center of the mikvah. That's the end of the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis. Ha'olamadato, says Rami Bar Yecheskel, what do we deceive from this pasuk in Divrei Hayomim about the order that these oxen are mentioned in the pasuk? Shekol pino shata poino, whenever you turn, lo yehi yolehu elo derech yamin, it should always be towards the right. That means towards the person who's going round towards his right, which is counterclockwise, lemizrach. And the word lemizrach here, as in other places we've seen earlier on in the Masechta, it's a bit of a challenge. What's the word mizrach doing here? Wherever you start, make a left. What's lemizrach? And lemizrach, some mefarshim say that this is reflecting back on the posuk in Divrei Hayomim, where the oxen are mentioned, where the last of the oxen that are mentioned are those on the mizrach, or it could be referring to the mizbeach, the outside mizbeach, that a kohen who would go up the ramp from the dorim and make a right, the first corner he's going to reach is one on the mizrach side. And the reason, and we learn from here, that when one's going round the mizbeach, one always goes counterclockwise, because we want the kohen to start making with a right. So the Gemara is now suggesting, Mar Islei de Rami Bar Yecheskel, it could be that Rabbi Yosi Aglili follows what Rami Bar Yecheskel said, Shekol pino yishata poina, whenever you turn, do it counterclockwise. And therefore, so too, when going round the Mizbeach HaPnimi, go counterclockwise. Umar Leslei de Rami Bar Yecheskel, and Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree with this concept of going clockwise, of going counterclockwise. He says, You can go clockwise as well, says the Gemara. No, it's probable that that's not what they're really arguing about. The kule alma isluhu de Rami Bar Yecheskel. Everybody agrees with Rami Bar Yecheskel that when you start going round, you should go round counterclockwise. You should go towards the right. V'hocha b'hocha miflugi. What's the machlekas? Machlekas is marasova yarfinon pnim michutz, that we just learnt, that when you go up the big Mizbeach, the Mizbeach in the Azorah, then one would make a right, and one would go round counterclockwise. So that's all called Mibachutz, it's not in the Heichal. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that we learn out the Pnim, what happens in the Heichal, the Mizbeach inside, from what's happening by the big Mizbeach outside. Umar Asava, Rabbi Kiva says, Lo Yalfinon Pnim Michutz. No. Outside the big Mizbeach, you go indeed counterclockwise. He agrees with what Rami Bar Yecheskel says. However, inside the Heichal, not. Another Gemara is saying an interesting point, and this point is going to come with us as we continue the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to suggest a number of other explanations between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, why Rabbi Yosi Aglili says you go counterclockwise and Rabbi Akiva says you go clockwise. Then the discussion is all going to be to what extent and under what circumstances do we go counterclockwise in conforming to what we saw before, what Rami Bar Yecheskel says, that you should always go counterclockwise. But we don't have any proof yet that you have to go clockwise. So Rabbi Akiva, I can understand that you disagree with what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, that you have to go counterclockwise. But why are you adamant that you go clockwise? It should make no difference to you what way around. Just say it makes no difference. Start at the corner you have to start with. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that you have to start going round, you have to start applying the blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the Dorim corner, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohen Gadol came out of the Dorim, as we explained before, then you have to start from there. But why do you insist that you have to go clockwise and the next corner would be the Dorim Ma'ariv? It should make no difference to you. If he wants to go counterclockwise and then move to the next corner and do the Mizrach Tzofin, it should be okay with you. That's what the Gemara is going to ask now. Rabbi Akiva, nehita lo yalif ponim michutz, pnim michutz. According to Rabbi Akiva, okay, so you don't hold that you learn from what's happening outside in the Azara to what's happening inside the Heichal. And you don't insist that it goes counterclockwise. Iboyahochenevid, at least you should be okay doing it either way. Why are you insisting that he goes clockwise? Omar lachor b'akiva. So b'akiva is telling you something which is very local to do with the mizbeach apnimi. Says medina. What should have happened is bahu keren de poga bereisha. Let's talk about b'akiva. B'akiva says that the kohen gadol came out of the dorim of the heichal. From there he came out of the kodesh hakodashim. So he's on the dorim side. The first corner of the mizbeach you met was ma'ariv dorim. That's, and you should have first applied the blood on that very first corner. Bahu ovid bereisha. You should have put the blood on that corner first. The Omar Shlokish, did Shlokish not say Ein Mavirin ala mitzvah? So you shouldn't pass by opportunities of doing a mitzvah. V'amai loy ovid. Why didn't you do it? As we said before, Mishum Dichsiv, because it says in the pasuk V'yotzo ela mizbeach, that before applying any of the blood on the corners of the mizbeach apnimi, you have to come out of that area ad denofik mikule mizbeach. As we said before, you have to be totally beyond the mizbeach, on the mizrach of the mizbeach. Now that you're on the mizrach of the mizbeach and you're walking along the dorim, the first corner you meet is the dorim mizrach. V'kiven diyoiv ba'u keren. Since that's the corner that you, the first corner you can put the blood on, you do. Now that you've done that, hodar osi lau keren, go back to that corner, de'ichayev lemeisav bereisha, that you should have put the blood on first, if not for the pasuk of yotzo el hamizbeach. Go back to that corner of dorim ma'ariv and put the blood there. Once you're going from dorim mizrach to dorim ma'ariv, which is clockwise, which is turning left, continue going round that way and keep going clockwise. Says the Gemara, V'ibois Eima, it could be there's another explanation between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That is svirulon hakofa beregel. It could be that in the event that the Kohen Gadol actually walked round the Mizbeach HaPnimi, to kule almaloi pligi, everybody agrees, the alfinon pnim michutz, that in the same way as the outside mizbeach you walk round counterclockwise, so too in the mizbeach apnimi we would walk counterclockwise. So what are they arguing about? Rabbi Akiva says you go clockwise. They're arguing in this point itself. Marosova, Rabbi Akiva holds hakofer biyad. He actually went round. He didn't walk round the mizbeach apnimi. He just with his hands. The whole mizbeach was only an amma by an amma square, so he would, with his hands, he would start on the corner of dorim mizrach, and then he would just reach out to the corner dorim ma'ariv, and then to tzofin ma'ariv, and then to the mizrach tzofin, and he would just go around with his hands, but not walk around the mizbeach. If you're not walking around, I don't need to go counterclockwise. It just says before, shekol pino is shata poina, when you're turning, turn to the your left. That means turn to your right, which means go counterclockwise. Here I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going round with my hand. Umar Sova. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Hakofa Beregel. He says that they actually went round the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Kohen Gadol walked round. If you're walking round, you go counterclockwise. And we're going to get back to this soon. And again, like we said before, that this all explains that Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that we learn inside from outside because you're going round it. Rabbi Akiva says, since you're not going actually round the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's just with your hand, then you don't have to go counterclockwise. But the same question we asked before, what do you care what way around he goes? And then the Gemara's got, and it's the same answer that the Gemara said before, since you passed that corner before, go back to that corner and continue going round. The Gemara is now suggesting another explanation between them in the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Everybody agrees hakofer biyad. They didn't actually walk around the mizbeach apnimi. And this is what they're arguing about. Marasova Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds yalfinon yad miregel. In the same way as you all agree that in the event that you actually walk around the Mizbeach HaPnimi, we would learn from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin that you have to go counterclockwise. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says going round with your hand is similar to going round with your feet. If you're walking round, it's counterclockwise. Even if you're not walking round, you're just applying them from one corner to the next, going round the Mizbeach with your hands, you should go counterclockwise. Umar Sova Lo Yalfinon, Rabbi Akiva says no. I say that I agree with you that had he actually walked around, it would be counterclockwise. But here, he's not walking around. It doesn't need to be counterclockwise. Asks the Gemara, in this last explanation we just had, you're assuming that everybody agrees that he didn't go round with his foot. That means he didn't actually walk round. He just, with his hands, went from corner to corner. Can that be? That both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold that way. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Nun Chesamud Beis, what did we see in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer Oimir, Bimekoimoy Hoya Oimid. Rabbi Eliezer says, the Kohen Gadol doesn't go round the Mizbech. You just, with your hands, you go from corner to corner, but you don't actually walk round. Since Rabbi Eliezer said that, it must mean Michlal, the Tanakama, lo yisvirele, it must be the Tanakama holds that you actually do go round. And who is the opinion of the Tanakama? Let's look at the directions of the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that you go counterclockwise, and he says that you start on the corner of Mizrach Tzfoinis, exactly the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So you've got the Tanakama now, Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and it's clear that he actually walked round. It's only Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that says that they didn't walk round. Elo mechavarto, it must be the best explanation is, like we said before that, Kedushonin on Mi'ikora, that Marasova Akofa B'yad, or Marasova Akofa B'regel. They all agree that had the Kohen Gadol actually walked around the Mizbeach, he would go counterclockwise. And the whole machlekas is, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he actually walked round the Mizbeach, and therefore it's counterclockwise. According to Rabbi Akiva, he didn't walk round. According to Rabbi Akiva, he just with his hand went from corner to corner, and therefore it does not have to be counterclockwise. And now the Gemara is going to explain, that Marasov, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Soviv, the Mizbeach Pnimi Kesoviv the Mizbeach Achitzin. In the same way as in the big Mizbeach in the Azorah, they would actually walk all the way round, so too in the inside Mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol would actually walk round. Or Marasov Rabbi Akiva says, no. Kulei Mizbeach Pnimi, the whole entire area of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is b'mokim, is takes up the space of Chod Keren, of one of the corners of the Mizbeach Chitzayin Koi. Because the outside Mizbeach, each corner was an Amma by an Amma. In the inside Mizbeach was a small Mizbeach. The whole Mizbeach was only an Amma by an Amma, and each corner was just a Tefach by a Tefach. It's so small, it's not necessary to walk round. And if it's not necessary to walk round, you don't walk round. And therefore, you just go with your hands from corner to corner. And therefore, it does not have to be counterclockwise. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Omer b'Shmuel. B'Shmuel said over that Shnei Kehanim Gedolim Nishtairu b'Migdosh. There were two Kehanim Gedolim that they served in the Beis HaMikdosh. And they narrated as follows. Each one said over a different experience of his. So the Gemara says, B'Migdosh Rishon, it's the first Beis HaMikdosh. There's an issue with that because we're going to see here there's a machlekas, and the Rishonim ask that there were no machlekas in the first Beis HaMikdosh, and the Vilna Gaon takes out the word Rishon. It seems he holds this was talking about the second Beis HaMikdosh. Either way, Zeh Oimer, one of the Kohanim Gedolim said, B'yodi hokaft hikafti. I just went round. When I was doing the Avodah in the Heichal, and I was going round, and I had to apply the blood around the Mizbeach HaPnimi, I didn't walk round, it's just with my hand. I went from corner to corner, as we saw before, was Rabbi Akiva's opinion. V'zayimer, the other Kohen Gadol says, Baragli Kafti, with my feet I went round, I physically walked all the way round. Like we said before, was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And they actually explain themselves, and it's echoing what we saw before, the explanations. That soviv de mizbeach plimi, because soviv de mizbeach achitzoin. In the same way as in the outside mizbeach, they were forced to go all the way around. You couldn't go with your hands, it was a huge mizbeach, you had to walk around. So inside also, they would walk around. The one that says that he didn't walk around. He said that Kula Mizbeach, the whole Mizbeach Pnimi, is Bemokim, is the size of Choda Keren, of a single corner, the Chitza in Koi, of the out of the big Mizbeach, and therefore it wasn't necessary to walk around. Not necessary to walk around, then just with his hands, he went from corner to corner, as we saw before. And Yemir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.